Office of Management and Budget Director Russell Vogt stuck to the Trump administration's talking points in Tuesday's congressional hearing on the economy and federal budget. Vogt, a controversial figure who co-authored the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025, which critics say provided the blueprint to upend democratic institutions, now runs the purse strings for the federal government. Under his leadership, he sought to scale down funding for the Agency for International Development, or USAID, which provided critical aid and medical assistance to millions globally. But in 2025, the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, went even further than Project 2025 recommended, eliminating USAID entirely. The program, first founded under the Kennedy presidency in 1961, has reportedly saved an estimated 92 million lives over the last two decades, according to an analysis by The Lancet. Since its dismantling, Harvard studies report that hundreds of thousands of people, including children, have died as a result. During the hearing, Wisconsin Democrat Mark Pocan challenged Vogt on the elimination of USAID and its global impact.
Let me drill into one area to ask. Do you concur that multiple studies have shown that people, both adults and children, across the globe have died because of cuts to programs like USAID?
I do not concur with the validity of those studies. They are based on projected.
Do you agree that people have died across the globe because of our cuts?
I believe these studies that people are banting about.
My question is, do you believe people have died because of the cuts to USAID? It's simple, yes or no.
I do not believe that the administration.
You don't believe anyone's died.
Let me finish the question.
No, it's a yes or no.
It is.
Director, it's really simple. Do you think people died or not?
Cuts are aimed at.
All right, you're not going to answer it. I would claim my time.
On the other side of the aisle, Texas Republican Michael Cloud suggested that people in need have actually benefited from the dismantling of USAID.
Do you suppose that sometimes it's possible that we actually save money by spending less money or save lives by spending less money?
His sentiment, however, flies in the face of academic studies proving the opposite, like a Lancet study that forecasts defunding will result in over 9 million deaths, including 2.5 million deaths of children under 5 by 2030. It is worth noting that Cloud was not a fiscal conservative when it comes to war, as he voted against the recent war powers resolutions to curtail a war that cost the country over $100 billion in a span of 4 months, a price tag that could have funded USAID for 3 years. The contradiction was also mirrored by Vogt himself, who was praised by North Carolina's Chuck Edwards for purging federal employees, yet Vogt made it clear that the department needs to hire more full-time employees, or FTEs.
We are attempting to hire FTEs in certain key areas. One of them, to answer the chairman's question, would be fraud prevention. One of them is to be able to have a lot of oversight of the spending we're asking you with regard to defense. That would be one of those portfolios that we feel like we have nowhere near the number of FTEs to be able to provide accountability for.
One of the core missions of DOGE was to reduce fraud, redundancies, and spending through mass layoffs. A striking contradiction, as Vogt needs to hire employees to combat said fraud and to fill understaffed departments. When the questioning turned to the economy, Vogt also repeated the administration's dubious claims that the economy under President Trump is better than ever.
Fiscal futility ended with the return of President Trump. In just 1 year, the Trump administration and Congress have made historic progress on righting our fiscal ship, the speed and scope of which have not been seen in Washington for many years.
But the claims defy the realities on the ground. As the Iran war caused oil and gas prices to spike, accelerating inflation with the government's own data showing that inflation is at a three-year high. The hearing also centered around Vogt's $90 billion funding ask to Congress to pay for additional military munitions, which is in addition to the historic $150 billion that was allocated to the Pentagon from the Big Beautiful Bill just a year ago. Vogt disputed studies predicting the Big Beautiful Bill will increase the national debt, yet Trump's history on spending is clear. In his first term, Trump's tax cuts and spending initiatives increased the debt by an estimated $8 trillion, a 39% overall increase. Studies suggest that the Big Beautiful Bill will add an estimated $3.4 to $4.7 trillion more to the debt in his second term. Vogt's comments seem to reflect a created reality that does not match the material developments within the country, and the contradictory nature of the hearing was left unresolved. Vogt heads back to the Department of Management and Budget without answering for the discrepancies that separate his claims from evidence, despite attempts from Democratic lawmakers. In a back-and-forth exchange with Vogt, Connecticut Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro spoke forcefully against the Trump administration's strategy of budget reconciliation, which avoids a filibuster, describing it as a direct attack on the Constitution.
I would just say that there was an election. The president was put in charge of the executive branch.
The Constitution. He has oversight. The Constitution says that the appropriations process is the power of the purse. You are ignoring that. You flout the Constitution every single day, and you have been doing it for the last year and a half. And we, again, not going to continue to allow that to happen. No president has the right to just violate the United States Constitution. And no member of this committee does that, but the administration is doing it regularly.
For KPFA News, I'm Cade Young.